Test 64, Section 3, Question 14. Here we're looking for what's the flaw in the argument, and so we have to find the flaw. And it says, Arnault's editorial suggests that by making certain fundamental changes in government, we would virtually eliminate our most vexing social ills. So if we change government, then we're going to correct these social ills. But clearly, this conclusion is false. After all, the argument Arnault makes for this claim depends on the dubious assumption that government can be trusted to act in the interest of the public. So it's saying, look, it all depends on the dubious assumption that government can be trusted to act in the interest of the public. Okay, so with this one, our conclusion is that fundamental changes in government would virtually eliminate our most vexing social ills, and they... basically, that it's not true that that will happen. So that's the conclusion, is that it won't, changes won't fix those. The evidence is just that it makes a dubious assumption that government can be trusted, so it relies on an assumption that's maybe a little questionable. The problem with that is that doesn't say that the conclusion is false. Just because you have an assumption that's questionable doesn't mean that it's false. If you could show that the conclusion was definitely false, or sorry, the assumption was definitely false, well, then you have some issues, but just questionable or dubious doesn't necessarily do it. So that's kind of the thing that I would be looking for here. So let's look at our answers. It repudiates a claim merely on the grounds that an inadequate argument has been given for it. Well, I kind of went maybe. I mean, that's kind of saying you didn't really give enough evidence for it, but I am hoping for more. B, treats a change that is required for virtual elimination of social ills as a change that will guarantee the elimination. That's just a bad if-then, and that's not what we have happening here. So we don't have a bad if-then. It fails to consider that even if an argument's conclusion is false, some of the assumptions to justify it may be true. That's actually one of the, that's the right parts, but backwards. It's not that it fails to consider that even if the conclusion is false, the assumptions could be true. It's just that even if the assumptions are dubious, the conclusion could still be true. And then it distorts the opponent's argument and then attacks this distorted argument. That's called the straw man fallacy, and that's not what is happening here. It doesn't distort the argument. And then it uses the key term government in one sense in a premise and then another in the conclusion. That's equivocation, and again, that's not what happens here. So our best answer is A, and the way that it goes about it is it's saying, well, there's a dubious assumption here, so you haven't really proved that, you know, because of that questionable assumption, you haven't really proved your argument, but that doesn't mean that the conclusion is false. The conclusion could still be true, even if the argument in favor of it is bad. And so therefore, answer choice A is our best one.